Hello dear viewers, here I am at the National COVID Memorial Wall in London on the South Bank, very close to Westminster Bridge, commemorating the over 252,000 people who died of coronavirus, or at least partly coronavirus, because on the death certificate there could be more than one cause of death, and that was at least a contributory factor in many cases. So someone was diagnosed with coronavirus and I died, I think, within 28 days of that, then he or she was counted as being a coronavirus death. Now, there are people who say that's an overestimate because some people had recovered or some people were dying anyway and really died of cancer or something, but he or she had had coronavirus shortly before he or she died. So you see all the hearts here, obviously completely unregulated. So people writing messages, names of the loved one, these things gradually fade and come and top up. Hearts of any size or roughly any shape, but almost everyone's stuck with red hearts, so it gives you an idea of just what a loss it was. Right beside St. Thomas's Hospital, where people could walk in and get tested for coronavirus. So coronavirus obviously broke out in late 2019 in Wuhan, China, and I thought it was going to be a little bit like these things. I'd lived through avian flu, swine flu, what else was there, SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome in 2003, something similar in the Middle East. It would come here, killed about a dozen people, and that would be it. But no, this was far, far more serious, possibly coming out of a wet market there. I know there are these crackpot theories, it's a plandemic or whatever, it was Chinese biological warfare against the United Kingdom, but it impacted them almost worse than anybody else. And then you can see how prominent a place it is, because there's Westminster Bridge, and across the river you see the Houses of Parliament. Okay. Anyway, so people coming here to remember that this, and also been an area for remembering those who died of bovi spongiform encephalitis, BSE, or what's commonly known as mad-cow disease in the late 1980s into the early 1990s. Fortunately, that didn't kill that many people. And that's why I initially didn't realize how serious coronavirus was, because I remember seeing headlines in the late 90s, CJD will kill millions, as in Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. I think, is it BSE that cows got, and it spread to humans as CJD. One of my teachers had the initial CJD, had all these CJD headlines up in his classroom. Anyway, it was much more serious. And that March 2020, we had lockdown. The Prime Minister at the time, Boris Johnson, was manifestly inept, was the worst possible person to be in charge, and was deeply unserious about everything, and didn't appreciate the gravity of this, despite the expert briefings, and said, we're not going to have a lockdown, before at the last minute performing a volte-face, and had refused to stop shaking hands with people, allowing the Cheltenham Gold Cup races to go ahead, which is a super spreader event, and stuff like that, allowing rugger matches to go ahead for the Six Nations, and so forth. And obviously that meant that it increased exponentially. New Zealand had an early and firm lockdown and therefore had about 24 deaths. I know they've got only, like, is it 4 million people? The United Kingdom's got 70 million, but anyway, nevertheless, do the math. The per capita death toll was far, far lower, like 250,000. Obviously couldn't have been completely avoided. And I think there are a few coronavirus deaths even today, but it's got down to an acceptable level. I hope that doesn't seem heartless, but, you know, we can't prevent death entirely. We've got to weigh public health against protecting the economy. So the economy contracted about 10%, and I thought, you know, if this is how what things are like, where the economy contracts 10%, is really not that bad. All basic services are maintained. We save a little bit of spending money. Plus, you can't dine out. You can't hardly get a haircut. You can't go shopping in person, apart from for comestibles and so forth. You know, getting a bus or train anywhere, there were basically no flights, blah, blah, blah. There were some upsides to it. Air quality increased. Work from home, save time, save money, save the stress of the commute. But not many people in person was having an impact on people's mental health. They could go jogging on their own. People were even to play tennis for a while, then that was changed. So people weren't taking enough exercise. Impacted education. How do you teach drama and art online? That was very, very challenging. So I couldn't believe the initial 90-day lockdown, and then it turned into longer and longer, and opening and closing at different times, different regulations, because the countries of the United Kingdom handle this severally. The lockdowns didn't open and close at the same time. The regulations weren't the same. And in border areas, as in between Wales and England or Scotland and England, the police themselves were often in the dark and confused, and people worked in one jurisdiction and lived in the other and vice versa. So it was very confusing, only allowed up to 10 people at a funeral. In South Britain, for example, it was different in North Britain, or how many people allowed at a wedding. Wedding's going to be delayed for so long. I know a chap who got married in August 2021, very difficult to plan. We didn't know what the rules were going to be. And was another lockdown going to come in? And so people's memorial services were delayed by a couple of years. And then I remember when in June 2020, when restrictions were lifted, I flew to Italy as soon as I could. Now, it cost three times the usual price. It was worth every penny, and made the most of it. Was able to walk straight into the Vatican with no queue into the Sistine Chapel, go to Paris later that August, have Paris to myself, walk straight, go straight up the Eiffel Tower, and so on. So there were some upsides to be had, and cycling was like a Sunday morning permanent. There was almost no traffic. So that was very pleasing for me, but I mean, it was a very, very high cost to everybody else. There's a silver lining through the dark cloud shining and so on. Look at this bench here with the avian features for the armrests. How clever and artful is that? Okay, so even more of these, and you can see the old part of that St. Thomas's Hospital. It certainly had a psychiatric wing in the 70s. I don't know if it does today, but it was a maternity hospital. Anyway, so that is a little about the coronavirus. And then June 2022 was when all restrictions were lifted. No longer had to wear a mask or have your apps and whatever log in, had to, you know, confine yourself if you've been abroad, and countries no longer green, amber or red. I remember my holiday to Portugal was cancelled because of that. And the airlines kept playing silly buggers with the flights, cancelling flights, you know, rescheduling flights. And then Britannic Majesty's Platinum Jubilee celebrations went ahead that June 2022 for 70 years on the throne. And obviously she was dying of bone cancer at the time, very immobile, determined not to use a wheelchair in public, saving her strength and appearing sometimes. The public told, expect that she will not appear, but she might surprise you if she's feeling very well and go ahead and appear. Rumour has it that she stopped treatment 7 months before she died. And of course, so all restrictions were lifted in June 2022. Just after that, that's when there's an attempt to kick out Boris Johnson that month. It's the following month his own cabinet kicked him out. And Her Majesty the Queen appointed Liz Truss the Prime Minister on the 4th of September 2022 and died 2 days later at Balmoral, Scotland. So there we are. And that was the end of coronavirus. We hope it won't come back. Right, everybody, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan790@gmail.com. And so lockdown had a permanent effect on some people's social skills. Lockdown babies would have to be teacher-assessed grades for GCSEs and A-levels. A lecturer the other day was saying, and therefore their grades were so inflated, no one must be disadvantaged towards because of this. So therefore they erred on the side of advantages, which led to even worse grade inflation than usual. And all sorts of people then got into courses that they shouldn't have been admitted to because they lacked the aptitude. So we're feeling the effect of that these days. And then the economy bounced back by sort of 10% in 2020. But there was so much money had to be paid, has to be paid back, went so much into debt. We're going to pay for this for many years to come. All right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.